June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm like, you know what? Let me just get on this desk. I don't know why. I love to mount a desk. Anyway, okay, hi, sorry, I just am a weird person who likes to do weird stuff like that. I'm so excited that you guys came out today. Thank you so much. Today is all about exclusive, never-before-seen moments. It's what we like to call here at the show a little bit extra. And first up, we have Kiki Palmer right here at the Drew's News Desk. You guys are gonna love this. I love her. Take a look.
To Drew's News, I'm Kiki Palmer, and this next one is perfect for Beauty Week, okay? It's all about how to use your eyes to hypnotize. The Cut reports TikToker Michelle Diaz says that the white dot makeup trick will make people fall in love with you. I mean, this is crazy, guys. She swears by it. She says all you gotta do is take white eyeliner and put your four dots around each eye. I mean, Ross, you seem like you're already getting ready to do it.
So, hold on. I'm no dummy. So you do, okay.
That's a big dot, love.
Thank you so much for noticing. Okay, here we go. Like this, right?
Yeah,
this is what
yeah.
she did? I don't think. What do you think?
I mean, well, you got messy with it.
Well, I beg your pardon. I mean, I don't know.
I was already in love with you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm how much more. Look at me one more time. Let me see.
Well, I mean, is there anything? I don't think I did it right. Yeah, well, you fixed my
dog. Yeah, he got that smudge one.
Can I see her picture? How did she do it?
So she did one at the top, one at the bottom, and one on the two sides, like you did.
Though also, like, when
And it doesn't move.
Open,
this is a heavy eyeliner.
You have to let it, you have to, like, let your eyes dry, because if you blink, it's gonna double it.
But I look like a clown.
There are elements of it that look really good.
But they always
really?
That side's really good.
This side, okay.
Yeah, because it's...
Okay, what do you think?
Yes,
did it work? Hi.
Well, actually, you do look really cute.
Pile more on, Rossi.
Okay, Drew. I have to ask you a question because, like, obviously I'm so obsessed with you and your catalog. What is your favorite movie that you've ever done?
Oh, good question.
It's so hard to say. I mean, it's a couple ways, you know, like E.T. because it changed my life.
Yeah.
That was like, I love that movie. I'm forever indebted to Steven Spielberg, and it really was, it changed everything for me. Then it was up to me to screw it up or keep it together. Which I've done both. I loved getting to do Charlie's Angels.
Girl!
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to see women do action, and we didn't have guns in the movie, which I was really proud of, that these girls could kick butt. And I just don't like when women try to be men, and they're like, I'm so hard, I'm doing action. I'm like, here's what girls would do. They'd be kicking someone's butt, and then they'd be like, I can't hold it back anymore. I gotta tell you about the date I was on last night. should I text him? Should I call him?
It was quirky. It was fun. It was all the things that you're saying. And that's the thing with the comedy, when you can have all that balance. That's my favorite Charlie's Angels, the one that you did.
Thank you so much.
So, you were gonna say something, wait.
No, I was gonna ask you a question, but I wanna hear what you were gonna say.
Oh, so I was gonna say, so obviously, he's just not that into you. I loved when you did that. I loved, obviously, E.T. I loved Fit First Dates, but my favorite one would have to be Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
I love that movie so much.
Josie Grossi is a fantastic classic universal thing. And that movie, honestly, is kind of a lot about how I think about beauty. I love the message of that movie.
It inspired me. When you looked at the young lady at the end and you said, you are beautiful and it doesn't matter if you're accepted by the cool kids or not. And that's something that we're always constantly going through in life. So it doesn't really matter what age you are. That movie was so impactful.
And I bet those cool kids are going through it too.
Man!
Everybody is. Yeah. Like, everybody feels feelings.
It's so true.
You know, your journey is just not going to be devoid of them. I like goofy, empathetic, and if you get your confidence, you know, not by seeking validation from others, but just like just figuring out who you are and trying to embrace it, whatever that may be.
Yes.
Thank you for asking those questions, Kiki.
May I ask,
do you have a comedian out there, current, past, present, future, that really speaks to you?
Ooh, that is a hard question. A comedian, past, present, future, that speaks to me. Okay, I think there will be two.
Okay, good.
I would have to say Lucille Ball.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Mm-hmm. I love Lucille Ball. I watched I Love Lucy all the time in my grandma's house growing up. And I would have to say Carol Burnett.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great. Iconic.
I love that.
And those are women who were not afraid to look a little silly. You know,
yes.
That's sort of like, you know, that whole sexy vanity. It's lovely, but, you know, funny. It's so much hotter and more interesting.
I have to say, I don't get it, people who are comfortable looking silly. I just don't. I can't relate. All right. Can we move?
You also give me Peter Sellers.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he was such a chameleon. And when people transform themselves, I think we love people who reinvent themselves all the time. We're so drawn to those artists. What are they going to do next? What are they going to look like? You know, it's so exciting. Good for you if you build that consistency and through line. That's mm-hmm. fantastic. And if you're always switching it up, we're into that, too.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Now I'm about to deep dive Peter.
Appearance on our Kibitzing with Mitzi, a digital series that we do on the DrewBarrymoreShow.com. It's something that's very personal for me. My mom worked at this famous institution called the Comedy Store when I was a kid, and Mitzi Shore was the owner. So it's a little bit of a tip of the hat to old Mitzi. It's Mitzi Banana Moore. And I get to get away with stuff on that I don't get to get away with in daytime. So you might want to check it out because we have amazing conversations with amazing comedians. And go to thedrewbarrymoreshow.com to meet Mitzi Banana Moore because she's such a hoot and a riot. I love her. We'll be right back.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Secret that one of my favorite people on this planet is Gail King. We do the show together a lot, and we just have these really fun conversations, and we get to just get into it, and she throws down. And what a wise, funny, insightful, you know, incredible, lived human being she is. And I just love when she comes here, and we hold nothing back, so take a look.
Time.
We are Galentine.
That makes my Galentine.
Well, Gail, can I tell you a story before we jump into the headlines?
Yes. I love your stories.
Okay, good. Well, I'm really excited to tell you this one.
Okay.
So I saw this man in this park, and he was really cute, and I was attracted to him. So
recently?
Mm-hmm, this weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
that's recent. Okay.
So I start following him. I was wearing a full balaclava. So the only thing that's out is my peepers.
Okay.
And
okay, first, does everybody know what a balaclava is?
It's like a ski mask.
Oh, okay.
So I just meandered over to him and I just went, "Hi, I was just wondering if I could ask you a question." And he was like, "All right." And I said, "Are you single?"
Drew.
Yes.
You just asked him that?
Yes. And he said, "Perhaps." And I said, "Okay, that's not a no." And I said, "Okay, are you gay?"
Because you asked him, is he gay?
Yes, because I have no gaydar, and I'm so gay man adjacent, but everyone around me is gay, and I always fall for the wrong guy.
Oh, my God. So you said,
and
okay.
He said, "No." And I said, "Okay."
Oh, my gosh.
I said, "I just wanted to do something that I could be proud of today by taking a risk. And you compelled me to take that risk."
Wow. Wow.
And he said, "Well, I am proud of you." Yes. And I said, "And I can see your face, and you can't see mine." So that's also adding another layer. So I took my hood off, and I took my balaclava off.
Did he recognize you?
I looked at him, and I said, "Hello."
And then?
And he just said, "Hello." And then I'm talking to him, and I said, "How old are you?" And he said, "I'm 28. And I said, And I said,
"He said I'm 28.
I said, "Oh my gosh, I don't mean to have this come off the wrong way, but I didn't think you were 28. And I said, "I guess that's our first strike. I'm twice your age. That's probably not going to work." And this girl comes up and she's like, "I just have to stop you for a second and say, I just heard you ask this man if you're single, and I think it's so great." And then she goes, "And are you Drew Barrymore?" And I said, "Yes, because we need to add another layer of surrealism to this man's..." Yeah. And he and I looked at each other and I said, "Well, it was really lovely to meet you."
I think that is so brave.
And
I don't know if
we walked away from each other, and I have felt so great about it.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, well, we found some really fun headlines where I was excited to hear from other people in the news and the zeitgeist and the world and what their Valentine's Day relationships, practices, outlooks were. So you want to get into it?
Yep.
I'm
ready.
I'm so excited. Okay,
I'm ready.
First up, when we're in love, we can all go a little bananas.
Yep.
And BuzzFeed just compiled a list of some of the wildest things that celebs have ever done for love.
Oh, this should be good.
I know. When Rihanna won the MTV Vanguard Award, Drake bought her a billboard to congratulate her.
They were dating at the time, yes.
Very nice. This one I like. Justin Bieber wanted to treat Selena Gomez to dinner and a screening of Titanic, so he rented out the Staples Center.
I like that.
As one does.
I like that.
And then who could forget when Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee got married to each other after only 4 days? That's how much they wanted to show each other that they were in love. After four days.
I got a great love story. Magic Johnson, we all love Magic Johnson and Cookie Johnson, his wife. They've been married for 30 years for their 30th wedding anniversary. He rented out a ballroom at a hotel with a table for two, with a 12-course dinner, with her favorite band, Frankie Beverly. And so they spent the night, just the two of them, dancing in the whole ballroom and eating. I just thought that was... Isn't that sweet? I thought that was so sweet.
So romantic.
As a surprise for her.
All right, Gail, your story.
Here's the next story. If you're planning to give your Valentine flowers, you might need to, how do they say, up your game a little bit. A study finds that most disappointing Valentine's gifts are flowers, heart-shaped boxes of chocolates, and fuzzy handcuffs. So, Drew, here's a question. Have you gotten any of those cliche gifts or given any of those cliche gifts?
No, not really. I've been very inventive on Valentine's Day. I feel really actually good about my Valentine's Day game.
Do you care to share?
Like one time I made I took an x-ray of my heart and put it on a light board for my ex-boyfriend, Fabby. And he used to make me zoetrope machines, and we would, like, EKG and get, like, we were very inventive. So we had the best Valentine's Day
I like that.
I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I think that's nice.
Fabby. He was the best. He is the best.
That's nice. I once had the Oprah show. You guys remember the Oprah show back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the Oprah show? She had a guest on who said you should wrap yourself in saran wrap, and then when your significant other comes home, you have on this, you know, trench coat, and you go, ta-da! So I wrap myself in saran wrap. You're buck naked. You put on the trench coat. He comes up the steps. I go, ta-da! And he goes, what are you doing? What's on you? That sort of kills the mood, so I just went, nothing. So that, I haven't been adventurous since.
Also, like...
But I'm going to steal your idea of x-raying my heart. I like that when I meet somebody. I like that.
Our next story, it was very interesting to me. A writer named Ray Fry at Shape Magazine is a busy working mom who realized that she and her husband hadn't gotten busy in over a month. I was like, oh, is that a long time?
That's a long time for a couple.
They tried to attack the problem with a 30-day sex challenge. Day one was awesome. But day two, The Bachelor was on. Day three, someone had a business trip. Day four, her monthly bill arrived early. You get it. So the boot camp approach to making Whoopi didn't work. Instead, they came up with these easy to follow ground rules. This is the mapping. Number one, put your phone away. Number two, figure out what time of the day you like to seal the deal. And if it's early, set that alarm. Make it happen.
Yep.
Number three, think outside the bed. A spicy location can help. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I do like spontaneity. And then be intimate every day in some way. Make out, hold hands, hug. Oh, that one's my favorite. And finally, make sure to get to Pleasure Town every single day, whether it's a solo mission or together. Whoa, Gail?
30 days, for 30 days.
Yeah, thoughts?
Exhausting.
I know.
Exhausting.
I totally agree. All right, Gail, your story.
Okay, next, we're talking about breakups. And if you're looking to heal your heart, we've got an interesting option. Leo Weekly reports, for just $3, the Kentucky Herpetological Society will name an insect after your ex, and then, I know, listen to that audience, you can feed it to a snake. The funds raised will help support, so you're doing this for a good cause. It sounds mean, but you're doing it for a good cause. It's gonna help support all the reptiles that live there. Do you have a name that you would want to feed to the snake to help fund them?
Yep.
There is.
Yep, okay. There's someone.
Yep.
I have someone who literally comes back into my life on the regular basis for so many years I've lost count and keeps going, you know, it's just not the right time for us. I'm like, are you kidding me? You've been calling me for 15 years telling me it's not the right time for us. Stop calling me and telling me! Is this about the first breakup 20 years ago? Get a life! Stop screwing with my head!
Well, I think you said it right. Stop calling me.
So I would like to name an insect after that person and feed it to a snake. And I told them finally, I said, I won't take your calls anymore. All right, next. If you prefer to snack the pain away, well, we've got the perfect breakup treat for you in food news.
Nom, 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 nom.
I like this. The Food Network reports that you can heal a broken heart by smashing your dessert. Some of these breakable cookies and cake come with a mini hammer for some deep cake catharsis. Now, we've got breakable chocolate hearts from Chalk It Up right here in New York. Mm-hmm. Gail, what do you think of this?
I like, you know how you were just talking about naming an insect and giving it to a snake?
Yeah.
It's not a guy. I would like to name the woman who I caught in my home with my husband, who I thought was a friend. So I'm going to do this in her honor.
Okay, I love this. Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three. Drew, stop it. Oh. Stop calling me. There's no one on planet Earth that I would rather feed ex-boyfriend insects to snakes and smash heart cakes and talk about love.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Done and done.
Gail King! Oh, Gail, I love you! We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When Kate Hudson visited, we chatted forever. I mean, we really did. We sat here for like 30, 40 minutes, and, you know, there was only so much we could fit in the actual show. And boy, we actually put in some really fun details in the show. But there was so much. So I'm very excited to show you a little bit extra with the one and only Kate Hudson. Take a look. When we first met, were young and wild.
Oh yeah, I think it was at a bar.
It was.
Restaurant.
Yes, Shay J's.
Shay J's in Santa Monica.
With Luke Wilson. And you were doing Alex and Emma together, I think.
That's what it was.
Uh-huh. Ah. And I was dating him.
Yeah,
but
you were.
I think he was also dating other people. Yeah, totally. It was an open relationship. Well, we were young.
I've been there with a Wilson, too.
It's so fun, because when you're young, you're like, it's low stakes. You know, we're just young. We're having fun. We're all playing, acting, hanging out.
Oh, God.
You know, you're not taking it all so seriously. And it was fun, and we had the best time.
We had the best time. But I remember sitting on, just because you've been in the spotlight for so your whole life. And as a little girl looking at actresses, Drew was one of them where you're like, you know, I mean, for any young girl my age, it was like, Drew Barrymore. And so I remember sitting and, like, I used to get people saying, like, oh, you kind of look like Drew Barrymore.
Oh, what a compliment to me. I'll take that one.
Yeah, which is why I ended up doing you on SNL as well.
Oh, my
and they
God.
Were like, can you do Drew Barrymore? I was like, I don't think so.
You nailed it, by the way.
It is magical. It's your mouth. That's what I realize is that when your mouth moves, it's also you have so much expression in your face, you know? And so I was like, if I just like commit to the expression and you do that thing where you get really excited, like, you know?
It's so funny. I was doing the movie Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon, and the Farrelly brothers were directing it, and they were like, they loved us to surprise each other and improv and get unique reactions. So obviously they had hubbubbed on the side and kibitzed, and Jimmy came back and he was like, you know, I love how crooked your mouth is, the side of your face. And he made sort of what's an inappropriate joke. It's a Farrelly Brothers movie. And I had never realized, and that was the moment that changed my life and held up a mirror to the fact that
You have a little, you know what,
I never noticed it before Jimmy Fallon said it to me on the set of Fever Pitch. And now I see it.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, my mom has the same thing. You know, when she smiles, she has her, like, big, beautiful, crooked smile. And I think it's just, like, I think it's just the most amazing quirk.
Okay, and you're Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
The greatest living woman on the planet. Who I was lucky enough to do a movie with.
Yes.
And bonded with her so hard.
I remember.
I had the best time with her. She's the most magnanimous woman. And I feel like I was getting to meet my idol. And how did you feel she's Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
She is an icon.
Yeah.
How was that when you're a little kid with your mom?
Interesting. Very interesting. There's it's like a roller coaster, right? But my mom is a roller coaster. She's like a tornado. I always say she's like this like tornado of like rainbows that like doesn't destroy anything. It just sort of like comes in, it's like wild and happy and crazy and then gone. You know, you're like, where was she? And she's like that with people. So sometimes for me, when I was younger, it was like, you know, and people would take the attention away from whether we were together. And mom is so, she doesn't know a stranger. She's so loving that she wants to give everybody the time. Kurt is the opposite. So Kurt's like, no thanks. I'm with my kids. And that always made me feel so good. And so when they were together, there was the rule, was like, we're with our kids. We're not going to get into, like, signing autographs or taking... It's like they've stayed very focused, which actually when we were younger and didn't understand it made us feel really good because, you know, they were very... They were clear that the intention was to be present with us. So I think... But my mom, you know, it depends on which way the wind is blowing, how she feels about this. Like, a perfect story is it was the Mets-Yankees Subway Series that my cousin was playing in, Matt Franco. And so we went to go see watch my cousin, and Kurt was like, all right, here's what we're going to do. I mean, you know, World Series. It's like, put your hat on. Goldie, put your hat on. We're putting our hat on, head down. We're going right to our seats. When we get there, you know, if people recognize whatever. So we're all, like, ready for that plan. We're like, we're going to get to the seat. And, like, my mom somehow gets lost. No hat. And next thing you know, people are going, Goldie! And my mom's going, hi! And, like, the whole... And we're like, okay. And, Kurt, you know, that's my mom. You just have to, you know. And so you love it.
And it's so true because, like, Kurt Russell, he's such a cool guy. I feel like... wouldn't be offended. That tone, yeah, sure, of course, Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
And Goldie is that ray of sunshine, so you want that warmth from her. When you are walking around with your three children,
and
now full circle moment, now it's you.
Yeah.
And they're looking at you. How is that?
Oh, it's so different now, I think, because the digital age, that the kids actually want me to engage with people more, I think. They, like, have more... They're like, no, Mom, say hi. Like, go to their, you know, table and, you know, tap dance for them. I'm like, honey, I can't... Let's have lunch, you know? So I think the kids are actually more open to it now. I stick to what my dad did because it felt good. It just feels good. And I think that they, in the long run, will look back at that and... when I'm with my kids, I'm with my kids. And...
It's a boundary.
I kind of set it because I just know in the long run they'll look back and go that they felt like, it, you know, that I wasn't interested in over there. I'm more interested in...
And I know you. You're going to be kind about it. You're not going to offend people. You're going to let them know where your priorities are, and I think they're going to support it.
Yeah. And then there's sometimes where I actually end up in really interesting conversations with a random stranger with my kids that because they want to talk about something they found interesting, and it's a great engaged conversation.
Yep. So case by case, feel the room.
Right, feel the room.
I have to talk to you about rom-coms. As someone who at one point was almost pigeonholed from rom-coms, and you're in some of the best rom-coms.
Thanks,
and
babe.
I love your rom-coms so much.
I love them too. I have this thing with the rom-com though, which it was always like, I personally think the best ones are so rooted and grounded. But I find that when you get pigeonholed or people want you in the system to be like, okay, you're going to do this and then you do it, you're always like, no. It was supposed to be like this. Like, we wrote it like this. It's like they just want to kind of dumb it down and make it too bright and too perfect and put the bows on it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I find that what I always found was that I would try to push the envelope and then it was like, you know, no, like, we're not going to do a rated R rom-com. And then if you're, like, you know, a dude, you can make a rom-com that's a rated R and people get excited by it and they want to push the envelope. And you're like, for things that are more female-focused, I was always like, we should try doing the same thing as a lot of the sort of male-driven... Yep. We can make fun of ourselves. We can laugh at ourselves. We can push the envelope a little bit. And that's like the rom-com I'm still interested in making.
I need whatever movie you're going to make next because I love your movies, Kate Hudson, so much. I have seen so many of your movies over and over and over. Almost Famous. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, my God.
Run, Word. Thank you, Kate. And thank you for always being so game to girl out and bro down in some ways. We'll be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. This next segment is very personal to me. And we went to the Grauman's Chinese Theater. I'm lucky enough to have a star on the Walk of Fame, which feels so weird and surreal to say, and it's right in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater. And then, much more importantly, far more important, is my grandfather, John Barrymore. He is there. So every time I go there, I like to visit it. I like to give it a little kiss. And it's getting to be close to someone who means so very much to me but isn't here. So this is one of those visits. Take a look. We're here at the TCL Chinese Theater on historic Hollywood Boulevard, otherwise known as the Walk of Fame. So my grandfather, his name is John Barrymore. He had a sister and a brother named Ethel and Lionel, and they were known as the Barrymores. And he was also known as the Great Profile, or as he called it, Profile. He actually put his face in the cement, and it's the only one here that has it. But because he was known for his profile, which I'm lucky enough to have inherited, I am gonna do something I always do when I come here. And sometimes our family isn't here. Although we didn't get to be together, I've taken on the responsibility to keep carrying out their name and keep it alive. So this tiny piece of cement is a way to stay close to him. And it means a lot to me. It's as close as I'm gonna get to him. Thank you so much. That was so meaningful, so fun, and we will be right back with more delicious, gorgeous bonus moments.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back, everybody, to our hour of never before seen delicious, yummy footage that we pack in at this show by having these rich conversations with people. I mean, take this one, you know, as an example, Machine Gun Kelly. He came to the show and it became just one of our most epic episodes we've ever had on the show. We talked for an hour, he and I, right here, but there was only so much that we could fit in the show, so this is the stuff you didn't get to see until now. Take a look.
I like this. Let's do this.
I'm so excited.
I'm like having a really weird day, so I just want you to, I don't want to come off like I'm cold or I'm like shy. I'm a little insular and I'm just having an odd day.
You're in a really safe space. The other day I walked in here and I started crying
at the beginning of the intro. We started here in a pandemic and everybody was terrified. And I think this show, this space, was born in a time where we get to keep it very real and be honest. Maybe you can feel that in the room and feel safe.
I think I'm new to being vulnerable outside of songs. So it's like I see a lot of pictures of me and there's like smiles on them. And I'm always like, it's just weird though, because I didn't feel good at all that day. And I kind of am sick of smiling on days when I don't feel like smiling. And I feel like this odd pressure because I don't want like my fans to think that I'm taking something for granted. So if like I accept an award and I'm like super smiley, but behind the scenes I was really, there was like stuff going on, or I didn't feel, I don't know. A lot of what I do is for other people, and I haven't given myself the time to just accept that it's okay to not be okay. So my whole point is I just didn't want to bring that into the show. I'd love to talk about funny stuff and anything that you have for me. I would love to just like, I would love to just get out of what I'm doing and like.
I don't mean to sound creepy, but I like you so much more.
Thanks.
I really do. In fact, we were just talking about where different people were from, and someone was like, why do you know Utah? And I was like, I went there to go change my life. And I just, you know, I went through a really painful divorce and I wasn't doing very well. And I just wanted to go talk to some people on how to pull myself out of a hole. And I had these two kids that I had to fight for, and I needed help. So I started reaching out to different people, and eventually I really made some big sweeping changes in my life. And I got on a whole new track, not back on track, but a brand new one that I helped build with other people asking for support. And like, I'm all over the place too. You really are in the right space. Who do you like go to for support when you're feeling like this?
Well, my girl is really centered and kind of was like the one who encouraged me to face my past and stuff and pick out what it is that I'm running from and why I like put on those smiles that I don't want to wear and stuff like that. And so that was big for me. And I think also I was just walking behind my daughter in the airport the other day, and like she just has this walk. It's this pure like bounce. She's so excited for life. Like she's so young in her life, and I've experienced so much in my life. I just pray to every God that exists that like she keeps that bounce forever and doesn't like no one interferes with that, and that she like that I always get to stand back and watch her have that bounce. Like I will take any amount of torture that would come her way if it can just be on me so that she can keep that forever, because that's something that it's like it's worth living for to see that, you know. She's so like her voice is so sweet and it's not tainted with like what the world has to offer. And anyway, remember when you were in 50 First Dates?
Yeah, totally. And can I just tell you how beautiful and refreshing it is to see a father gush over his daughter and want to like, It'll melt the hearts of everyone out there, because girls and their dads, I mean, it's funny. I was talking about my dad this morning, and he passed away several years ago now, and I can see my daughter, and I can see him in her.
Mm-hmm.
Blue eyes, sky eyes, and these little mannerisms. Like, I would say to my dad, like, he'd be like, I need food, daughter. And I'd say, oh yeah, are you hungry? Go, hungry? Hungry since the day I was born. And I was like, well, all right then. And I see that in my daughter. She's like a trippy little, like, she's like Gollum meets like Shirley Temple meets Mick Jagger. You know, she's
that's
like,
sick.
What do you mean food? And I'm like, it's just so fun. I am so
in love with my children. I never knew what life or love was until I was born the day they were. They changed everything for me. And whatever experiences I had or went through, they just made me think, I have to figure this out and become a strong, wise person for them. And now my daughter, the other day I got lost driving and I was just flipping out behind the wheel. And my daughter was like, Mom, you need to take a deep breath and calm down.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I just was so grateful to her for being like, now the roles are reversing.
Yeah, no, that's like, she's like my mom.
What was the last thing your daughter told you that like was smarter than what you would have said or done?
The other day I had to witness myself being a rule follower for the first time and her breaking a rule for the first time. I was like, oh God, what's happening? I was at the, I took her to Greece and her, Megan and I went to the Parthenon. And we went to Acropolis, and we got up there, and I made the stupid mistake of, like, looking at the section that's, like, restricted, and when I was like, I bet all the cool stuff's in there. And Megan was like, well, shouldn't we go? And I was like, nah, probably not. I watched The Mummy and National Treasure and all the people that touch things that aren't supposed to be touched and watched it go really bad. And she was like, well, Casey, do you want to go? And I was like, and Casey was like, yeah. And I was like, oh God, I'm just gonna stay here. And they went across the ropes and then like the door burst open. They were like, what are you doing? And I was like, and they screamed and like ran away and we got kicked out the Parthenon. But it was
Yes! Thank you, MGK. Thank you for being you and being you right here. I have never been more myself. You bring out the best in all of us by telling your truths. Thank you, we'll be right back.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Incoming bonus content!
Hi, I'm Rachel Dratch.
And I'm Anna Gasteyer.
And we're going to take the best friend test. Sims every
day. This is a gimme. This is a gimme. Therapist.
Can we write two?
Okay, we're good. Like...
At least we know both. Okay, ready, set, go.
We got it.
Oh my God, I love that.
Best friends.
And look, we have to flip them.
Best friends. Okay, ready, set, go.
Oh, that was my other thought.
I bet.
I did, because then you said, okay.
No, but you're right about that. That is because
violin was one thing that I did think of first. And then this is like, well, you wouldn't know. She's a very good cook.
You wouldn't know. That's actually a better answer because I do this sometimes.
That's exactly what I thought.
For bits.
Okay, anyway. In my mind, we're still 3-for-3.
But yeah, but...
Okay.
That's what best friends do.
Okay.
This is a terrible answer.
Okay, this is a good one. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
What is it?
Lentils. Sums her up in two words. This is the opposite extremes of what
her passion is.
And that was a little bit extra for you. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us of our hour of
of all things extra, a little bit extra. We always get so much good stuff that we mine for and we excavate and we get into people's minds, hearts, and souls. And there's just only so much we get to fit in to the shows. So we've always got a little bit extra and we save it for occasions just like this. And I just want to say thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show literally for you, so just take it with you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.